Hey Juan, how's it going?
Hey.
Hey buddy, I got an update from my underwriter, and it looks like they are going to actually need to see the cancel checks. I apologize, but
Okay.
I don't know if your dad could just. Did you try to do it online by any chance?
No, he usually goes to the bank.
Does he? Okay. I can give you the check numbers, unless you
Is it
already
those
have
that
them.
they
But
gave you?
yeah, it'd just be those. Just need to cancel checks for those. But you should be able to do it online, actually. I'm pretty sure you can.
Okay. Yeah,
Instead
I'll
of having
try
to
it
go in.
online.
Okay, cool, man. If you have any questions, let me know. Otherwise, you also just need a copy of the lease as well.
I was gonna tell you, does it matter if it's expired? Because we haven't renewed it. Because the landlord's not here.
Ah, man. Let's just try. Just leave the lease out for now and just try with the canceled rent checks.
Okay.
I mean, between you and I don't know why they even need to do anything with the landlord. You're obviously a well-established business, and the money's coming out of your credit card processing. So as long as you're running, it's going to pay itself back. But if we can at least get the canceled rent checks, they can see that, and they might just overlook the lease and go from there.
Yeah, 'cause I have it. It's not renewed. 'Cause we rented the other space, so we're gonna redo the
Renew with
contract.
it.
With the,
Gotcha.
yeah, get a new deal. Yeah, but he's in Korea right now. We're waiting for him to
Good times.
get back.
But no, I think we should be okay with just the canceled rent checks. But like I said, yeah, you should be able to get those online. You should be able to just plug it in somehow and put in the check number, and it'll generate a copy, because they are, I'm pretty sure they archive those. I mean, most banks do, and you guys have a large bank, obviously. So
Okay.
it's not some small town credit union or something like that. So they should have those archived for you guys.
Okay. Oh, I was gonna tell you another question. The 9% that comes out is for each transaction or just for the sales?
It'd be for Visa and MasterCard sales.
Oh, Visa and MasterCard sales?
Yeah, but it only comes out of Visa and MasterCard sales, and it's really per transaction. So for every transaction you have, it'll be 9% of the Visa MasterCard sales combined to pay the loan back.
Is it for
So,
each one or a total?
it's the same either way. If you know, it's the total, but it's for each transaction, actually. So let's say if for Tuesday of next week you had $781 in Visa MasterCard sales, 9% of that would go towards the loan to pay it back. So $70.29 out of that day would go to pay the loan back, for example.
Oh, okay.
So it's just 9% of your Visa MasterCard sales every day.
All
It's the
right.
best way to look at it. But it's estimated right now, based off your current cash flow, like I said, to be paid off in 17 months. So if your business increases, then it'll be, faster. Otherwise, if things slow down, then it'll be a little bit longer than 17 months.
Okay, no problem.
That's how it works. So yeah, that's it. I haven't got any updates or anything. I just thought I'd just give you a call and let you know that they were going to actually need to see the actual canceled rent checks themselves.
All right, no problem.
All right, Ben. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Okay, bye.
I appreciate it. Thanks.